Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Chips on our shoulder here. It's straightforward, straight ahead. DJV. Doug, put them all together. I sometimes get paid by the word, so I put the names and words together. Hard to do that, though, with a name like Jennifer and Victoria, all those syllables. Doug is a single syllable, but I can do Doug, Jen, but I can't do Victoria. I mean, I can't do Vic, because she doesn't like Vic. So Victoria Keeler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at the ready, increasing listeners with a conversation that has some teeth to it, some meaning to it, some focus. Certainly our focus has been for way too long what's going on in Ukraine. The House of Representatives here in America passed America, a $40 billion military and humanitarian aid package. Vote was 368 to 57. So I'd wonder who was against this and why they were against it. There's a list of the people.
Money.
Just
There's
curious.
A whole
it's
list
the
of
money.
People who voted. Yeah, yeah, it's the money. It's the money and it's the inflation. I mean, there are a lot of people, and me included on this one. You guys know how I feel about Ukraine. But when I look here at home and I go, gosh, we have no way to stop the inflation that's running wild, then that's been a big topic this week.
Yep, it sure has.
Is spending more on Ukraine the right thing? And it's like you're kind of stuck because people want to help. I mean, obviously, yeah, we all want to help Ukraine, or most of us. But, you know, it's just at what cost here?
Do they want to help them so that it gets done and we go back to more normal? Because when the war is over, certainly there'll be more money spent to help to rebuild Ukraine.
Well, and if we don't do anything, it's going to the cost of letting Russia just take over Ukraine and who knows what else. Then we're going to be forced to get in at a later time and it's going to be more expensive. So I know that this is a big debate, but I feel like the reason that they're pushing forward now is because it's probably going to be cheaper in the long run if we just stay the course now and try to prevent it rather than trying to cure it later.
Unfortunately, I think that gives them too much credit. I think the reason that they push it right now is because the will of the American people is to help Ukraine. And so I fully believe, and I've told you guys this before, the government was going to let Ukraine go, and they were willing to let it go. But because it took so long and because of the fight of Zelensky and the Ukrainian people, now we're kind of stuck. And you know, here's where the argument comes in, I guess. How, you know, is the billions of dollars that we sent to Ukraine enough for them to finish Russia off? And the answer is no. And so basically, we prolong the war as well. I mean, yeah, we're rooting for the good guys, but it's like there's no end in sight. I guess maybe the best news is that Vladimir Putin was talking about annexing some of the eastern part of Russia yesterday. That's good news, but he's still in charge. You know, he's still dictating whether or not.
I don't understand what you just said. Annexing East, what does that mean? And why
Eastern
is it good news?
It's good news
Ukraine?
Because he's talking. Excuse me. It's good news because he's talking about now just taking over certain regions, like the Kherson region of Ukraine, and just making that Russian territory.
Why should he be allowed to do that?
Yeah,
he shouldn't be allowed to do that. But if it ends the war, then it's going to be a savior of life.
But who thinks
and money.
He's going to stop there? I mean, if he's allowed to just add territory onto Russia, do you think he's just going to stop?
Believe me, I agree with you on that. But there are a lot of experts who believe that because he's taken so many losses and because Russia is hurting more financially than they were before and because he's lost so many of his generals, that if he annexes, if he's talking about this now, which is part of the territory that Russia was already sort of in, and those people in Ukraine apparently in the east already identify as Russians, which is something that most of us don't, I guess, understand. I didn't until I heard people talking about it. then does this end it? And then is that the right move forward? You know, who knows? I mean, it's all really a crapshoot because it's all based on whether or not we can trust Vladimir Putin, which we know we can't. But otherwise, what's the solution? We just keep throwing money. We keep having him bomb women and children. I mean, it's just, it's endless. There is no end in sight. And for anybody who thinks that there is, I don't know what to tell you, because the Ukraine has put up enough of an offensive where they're basically dancing. I don't want to, like, minimize it, but this could go on for a really, 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 really,
I think
really
that
long time.
To expect, I think there are two things here. One, the inflation that we're dealing with is going to sooner or later make everybody pretty angry. But then on the other hand, the reason for the inflation isn't necessarily just our help for Ukraine, but the result of what they produce and what we can't get a hold of, or what the Russians have produced and what we don't want to get a hold of, what we're stopping. So there's it's kind of a complicated theory and equation here. Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
That's what I'm getting at. And
yeah,
it's really, you know, and spending and printing more money is not, it's just going to, it's, it, you know, and
but it doesn't, what do you do? I don't, I'm
exactly
with you, but what do you do?
Saying. Right. I want to help you.
So do you, those of you who are against this because it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more money to buy groceries as it already is. Yesterday I went to the grocery store and got a small little, buy a lot of fruit and things like that. I spent $227 on what basically is a week's worth of fruit. That's, you know, kind of where it was.
Fruit and produce are really expensive. I went to Whole Foods now. Granted, it's Whole Foods. But sometimes, though, Whole Foods actually has better deals than the Stop and Shop by us. A jar of Rao's sauce is $6 at Whole Foods right now, and it's $10 everywhere
spaghetti
else.
Spaghetti
sauce, so,
right?
Yeah. But the produce is, that was one thing I noticed. Like, each pepper, I had to buy three peppers for a recipe. Each pepper was $2.50. I was like, this is a kind of expensive recipe now. But yeah, it is wild. It's
the number is, if you lived like you did last year and you did the exact same thing this year, it would cost you $5,200 more to do it today.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
think about that. I mean, in multiple sectors. I mean, it's not just one industry. It's meat. It's dairy.
It's everything.
Food, it's produce.
It doesn't make any difference what it is. I'm charging more for ice cream on the farm because it's costing me more to buy the ice cream, because it's costing them more to make the ice cream, because it's costing them more to feed the cows. And it's costing them more to feed the cows because it costs money to bring the fuel either to the farm or to grow the stuff that gets used. Yesterday on the American Family Farmer, which will air from today through this weekend, the conversation was about, at least in part, what it is costing the farmers to prepare their fields for spring planting. And that's going to take effect when the feed, next month, actually, when people start having the ability to get fresh produce, they'll find that it's more expensive. But the one thing that they won't find, I think we touched on this here yesterday as well, the expense of going to the grocery store or the food store will be more than if you go to the local farm, because there is no trucking involved. They go out, they use diesel in their tractors for the most part, and whatever tilling needs to be done, whatever planting needs to be done, whatever work has to be done to keep the weeds cultivating, that sort of thing. But then you go out and you harvest it, you bring it back to the little shop that you have on the farm, the barn, whatever it is, and sell the stuff right there rather than, you know, having to truck it around. So that'll be your best bet all the way around, because it'll be less expensive, and it'll also be fresher. But those are that happens during the growing season. It doesn't happen for the whole year. It's a good thing we have that, because not only are we finding the expense of trucking things around, but truckers, some of the independent truckers are just kind of parking their rigs because they don't have the kind of money that it takes to maintain the vehicles. They might buy the fuel for it. So you're going to see, unless it's a truck that belongs to a big company, a national company like Werner or Swift, or these big truckers that work in part for Target and Walmart. Well, they don't do much work for Walmart. They have their own fleet. But you know what I'm saying. It's just everything is going to be affected by the cost of fuel, and that's been affected because of the war. And so it's not – I'm not necessarily a big fan of Joe Biden's. I don't think he's doing a great job. I don't think that we've had a good president for a long time. But the inflation isn't his fault, really, at least to a point. There's stuff that's being done domestically that we can do without.
That's a whole political debate. I mean, there's plenty of stuff. Spending, overspending. I mean, when Trump left office, it was 2.5%. It's now 8.3%. Mm-hmm. That doesn't just magically happen. You have
but
it's also the after effects of 2 years of COVID. I mean, everyone knew that this was coming.
We spent a lot of money.
You'd have to be an idiot to not think this was coming.
Well, we spent a lot of money during Trump's administration. That's when the PPP loans went out and the stimulus checks. I would say.
And there was a lot of corruption in that.
Well, there might be, but there's still flushes.
No, it's not mine at all, Jennifer. It's all of this.
But Doug, the point is not about the corruption. There could be tons of corruption. I agree with you. I'm sure that there is with PPP loans. But the point is that when you take that much money, whether it's corrupt or not, the money is going into our markets, right, into the hands of the people, and that kills everything. Yet we still had 2.5% under Trump, and now it's 8.3% under Biden. The fact, I mean, he basically, and you guys know this, gas prices drive inflation. That's what's driving everything. It is the biggest driver of inflation that we have is gas prices. Biden has, and I know that, you know, I know what he tries to say, but you have to look at the actions, not the words. He's tried to shut down many parts of the oil and energy business. He has tamped it down. Obama tried to do the same thing because they are looking to create change for climate change. And I understand, make that a priority, but you can't shut things
down.
And because of that, that is what is the driving force behind the 8.3% inflation.
But see, it has to be more than that, though, Jen, because back in January, at the end of January, there was a report that came out that a lot of progressives did not like and were unhappy that Biden was doing this because he had outpaced Trump in issuing drilling permits on public lands. So
he wanted
it's really
in his
not
first year of his.
No, I'm just saying it's more than just he's not just shutting down the fossil fuel industry.
His first day in office. He sent out, I remember it. He, first day in office, signed all of these executive orders, making it that much harder to drill, whether he wants to say he issued permits or not. His big talking point is that he's drilling more than Trump did in his first year. And the reason for that is because Trump was dealing with the Obama era of what was left behind.
Well,
he's dealing with the Trump era of what was left behind. Trump had us energy independent in 2019.
Inflation is up 8.3%. In April, and at 14% since the beginning of the year. 18 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Thursday, May the 12th. May the 12th be with you. It really is when we're one-third of the way through the month and chugging along here. Weather improving around the country. Pretty nice, pretty warm, but lots of pollen, lots of allergies. Ka-chooey. Rather than ka-ching, it's ka-chooey. All right, so there are things floating around. You'd think at some point that folks who have been divorced for a number of years would get over it and move on, but that doesn't seem to be the case with Miranda Lambert, who's talking publicly about her divorce from Blake Shelton. We'll find out what she has to say after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so 25 after the hour now, Miranda Lambert, ladies, has quote-unquote opened up about her shocking split from however many years ago it was. Shocking for whom? It's been 7 years, by the way. Blake Shelton, did he leave her or did she leave him? I thought she leave. Didn't she leave him?
She left him, didn't she? Yeah. I don't know. It was always kind of a, it was always kind of a mix. Like there was always a, I think there was a lot of lobbying for public support, but I think the reason that they say it was a, like a surprise and a shocking split is because Miranda and Blake were like the king and queen of country music. They, it was cute to see them. They went to the Evelyn Ward
show. So is that Faith Hill and what's his face now?
And Tim McGraw. They were, yes. And they were kind of like the newer day. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. And so
Garth Brooks and
Trisha Yearwood, And so they were just this couple that everybody, but they were, you know, young and cute and fun, and they looked like they were always having a good time. And then, but they also never seemed to be together. I mean, I've asked, like, what's the scuttlebutt? Who was cheating on who? And it seems like they were just so oftentimes at the end of their marriage not together that the chances that they probably both were cheating on each other is probably pretty good.
Huh. Lovely. All right, so she says she used her music to channel her emotions. I can understand that from the general point of view of how healing music is, finding the music that you like, and how that takes your mind off of whatever else may be going on around you. But, you know, did she have a drinking problem? Or which one, Blake Shelton, has a drinking problem?
I don't know if it's a problem. They both certainly like to drink a lot. I don't know if anybody gets, like, crazy or out of control, but they do definitely talk publicly about enjoying. She has a Miranda Rita or something like that, which is, like, Crystal Light powder.
She has, like, a bar cart, like a trailer that's a bar that she hauls behind her tour bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's really,
I don't know that Blake drinks as much as she does.
Yeah, they both definitely enjoy it.
Bunga bunga. 28 past. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Bentley has announced a recruitment drive for 100 talented engineers as the luxury marquee accelerates its forward thinking beyond a 100 strategy. Working across multiple disciplines within engineering, a key responsibility will be to support delivery of the ambitious 5-in-1 plan, which commits Bentley to launching new electric models each year from 2025. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Wednesday visited a family farm in Kankakee, Illinois, amid concerns of a global food supply shortage. Following the tour, the president is blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the global supply chain disruption, particularly the shortage of wheat.
Ukraine says they have 20 million tons of grain in their silos right now.
20 million tons. And guess what? If those tons don't get to market, an awful lot of people in Africa are going to starve to death.
Senate Democrats say they're not giving up on a federal abortion bill after one failed on the Senate floor Wednesday by a 49-51 vote. The bill would have made abortion legal up until the birth of a child. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining all Republicans in opposition to the bill. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California torched rows of multi-million dollar mansions. Ryan Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters late Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down to the vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that the wind, when the wind does pick up again tomorrow, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfire spread to some 200 acres, driven by wind gusts and fueled by dry brush. Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot traded blows on Twitter this week after the mayor said a possible Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade could lead to the undoing of LGBTQ rights and warranted a call to arms. Boebert and Lightfoot then went on to accuse each other of supporting insurrection. The congresswoman reminds everyone,
President Trump said to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Chicago Mayor Little Lori Lightfoot just gave a call to arms. If anyone in America is an insurrectionist, it's Little Lori. And instead of coming at me on Twitter, this failed mayor should be focused on protecting the good people of Chicago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I always like reading my morning paper. Yes, there actually is a paper here. A lot of the info in it, though, I like it because it has a lot of agricultural twists to it in terms of what's going on with our food supply, what's going on the family farms, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think I plugged how you find the program. I was talking about the last half hour. American Family Farmer is available at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. where you listen to the trends, what's going on. Those of you who are farmers, if you're independent and you're a small family farm, you'll love it. If you're interested in food and how to get the best out of the food dollar, you want to listen to the program as well. So it kind of puts family food and farm together every week. You find it on stations all around the country that are carrying this program, many of them anyway, and some that don't. And you can catch it on the, you can catch our podcast with the DVD. It's been a long time since I had a problem with my tongue. I think it's been almost a year since I would look at something, say something, and every once in a while your tongue gets caught behind your eye teeth, can't see what you're saying. Anyway, so I was plugging two things, the DJV show download, which every day brings you up to date on what we're talking about and pretty much what's going up, away around the world. And then the farm thing is aimed at, as I said, the food, the family, the farm connection at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. So we're doing a lot of pondering here today, thinking about the vastness of the problems of the world and is it going to get better? How do we slow down? Sometimes we want to slow down change. Change is a part of our life, our individual lives, our bodies, our minds. We change our minds from time to time. And sometimes we go outward, sometimes we go inward. I know Ukraine and the ancillary things that have come from it have affected me because I see these pictures of what the Russians are doing, and I think these people are not even human. How are people capable of doing some of the horrible things that they have done? There's a soldier accused of killing a civilian that actually is the first Russian to stand trial, but it isn't that he killed him, it's how he killed him. And so we see these things as the prosecution is starting, capturing the Russian soldiers and what they're going to do. It won't. I would guess these trials will not be very long, frankly. Who's going to represent? How did you find a lawyer in a circumstance like that to represent someone who has done?
Well, they may have public defenders. I don't know what their constitution is like in Ukraine. So.
Well, there's that investigation that went on by the security services in Ukraine. The soldier fired several shots at an unarmed 62-year-old person just riding a bicycle in the road in a village in the southeast area of Ukraine, February 28th. And then, you know, he made sure that he killed him by, after he fell off the bike, he just went back to him and kept shooting him. And people were watching this. The soldier is 21 years old. He was immediately taken into custody by the civilians who were there. They just grabbed him. I'm surprised they didn't kill him on the spot, frankly, because that's what oftentimes happens in those circumstances. It's so barbaric. It just is. That's a word. It's barbarism. Something that in 2022 you wouldn't think would be happening, but yet, you know, some people are capable of almost anything. Now, moving into an area that is dicey and touchy, the Senate, at least on the Democratic side, didn't get the ability to pass legislation that would have made abortion rights a federal law, which I think a lot of people believe that Roe v. Wade is a federal law that protects abortion rights. This bill would have banned states from putting any restrictions whatsoever on abortion, including ones that fall short of a total ban. 11 votes short. It needed 60. There were some Republicans who voted against the measure. Joe Manchin voted against the
measure. Every Republican voted against it.
Yeah, Susan Collins, Lisa, you said some.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I mean, part of it, I mean, the criticism of this bill was that it went far beyond just legalizing abortion at a federal level. What it did was expand abortion all the way through the point of delivery. And
so
most Americans... Most Americans are not there. And so if you listen to Joe Manchin and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who typically are pro-choice individuals, in fact, sometimes they find themselves, well, not Joe Manchin, but Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski find themselves isolated from the main and the Republican Party because of their stance. All three of them, it was just too much. You know, going up to the point of birth is pretty controversial. There's a controversial bill that's going through California right now because Gavin Newsom wants to make California a sanctuary state for abortions. And one of the bills that's going through the assembly, it's 2223, legalizes abortion up to the basically the moment of delivery and then through the perinatal period. And perinatal period typically is defined as the 7 to 28 days after you have a child. And that's, huh? I mean, it's extreme. It is. It becomes too extreme, and then it pushes
that's
people
just
back
stupid.
To their corner.
Yeah, then it, right. I mean, abortion, reasonable limits on abortion is a very popular. It polls consistently in the 60 percentile. So, I mean, it's ridiculous to go that far, because then he's just ruining his own message. But he's a boob anyway, so he's...
Who's the boob?
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, he sure is.
And the assembly. Yeah. It was actually, I mean, to be fair, because I love,
I
never like to take away the criticism.
This,
there are plenty of boobs, and this one is, I think it was Scott Wiener who introduced this bill. It was in the assembly. But it's ridiculous. And then they don't define, so then the question is, because perinatal period can be anything, right? It can be defined as you see fit. So how is it defined in this bill? They won't tell you. So if you look up the definition of perinatal period,
I mean,
it can be anywhere from 7 to 20 days.
They won't tell you.
The authors of the bill.
Who are the authors of the bill?
I'll tell you. Somebody in the assembly. I'll tell you.
All right, while we're talking about that, let's talk about the fact that John Roberts, who's the Chief Justice, is trying to find out who leaked the draft opinion. And apparently he's hit sort of a roadblock because the...
It's Scott Wicks, by the way. Before we move on, the assembly bill is...
No, he didn't.
No, the assembly bill that you asked about
was
written by Wicks and Mullins. So there you go. Mm-hmm. In California.
Okay. All right. So anyway, back to Roberts and the roadblocks. He's trying to find out. He's asked the people that they have sort of a police force, quasi-investigative unit at the Supreme Court. And so he's trying to get to the bottom of who leaked the draft opinion. And I think a lot of people want to know where this came from, right? Not that it, well,
I think a lot more people on my side of the aisle are more concerned about what was in it rather than who leaked it.
Well, I get
that. I totally understand that from like an emotional and perspective, but the law is that you cannot, I mean, the reason we sequester juries is because we don't want them to be tampered with. And there is a federal law that's on the books right now. I've read through it a few times now, that says very explicitly you cannot stand on the lawn, in the house, on the property, on the street. You can't use sound equipment in front of places that can influence decisions made by judges, court officials, or juries. And so what we have to, you know, I mean, we have to have some sense of, like, what's right and what's wrong. We can argue all day long about abortion, and we can argue about whether that's right or wrong. But the point is, when you have a leaked document like this, the document was leaked so that these people could be bullied, so that their lives could be threatened. Alito and his family had to leave their homes. That's not okay, and I can tell you who would tell you that's not okay, and that's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, if she were here, she may be staunchly against the decision that they made, but she would be appalled at what's being allowed to take place in the courts. And Kagan and Sotomayor and Stephen Breyer should all be coming out saying, how dare you threaten the lives of our justices? Because guess what? The shoe can be on the other foot when there's gun legislation in about 10 seconds.
Did the other more conservative judge, they come out against the... sort of thing
they're
that
all being
about.
They're the ones that are being threatened. Kavanaugh, John Roberts.
Did they come out and just say,
is
Roberts being threatened? I didn't know Roberts was being threatened.
Yes.
He's the one who brought in, by the way, this is, I'm looking into what they call the marshal of the court. He's in, that office is in charge of security at the Supreme Court. And so the marshal has been talking to each one of the justices, hasn't said which ones are saying, quote, my clerks are not going to be interviewed. I'm not going to be interviewed. We'll see you later. And Roberts can't tell them that they must be interviewed. He can't. He's not the boss, at least in that way. He can't say to an individual justice, yeah, you have to answer the questions. And so they aren't. They're refusing. A number of them are refusing you know, they're getting a grand jury together to investigate this, but if the justices don't talk, then there's nothing. What are you going to do? How are you going to find out?
If the decision had been made, I would find the protests even, you know, more appropriate, I suppose. But the fact that you're bullying people and threatening their lives, it takes one whack job. I mean, we saw what happened at the congressional baseball game where you had, you know, this guy come out and he almost killed Steve Scalise because of his political beliefs. We're just in such a hot time. I'm just surprised that more people, including the president and Jen Psaki, who have said they want to see these protests continue at outside their homes. It's like, I don't know, releasing the names and addresses of Supreme Court justices just not seem like the White House didn't do that. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what Jen Psaki said exactly. She said, and this was the day before yesterday, because I played it over and over and over again. She said, to date, these protests have been peaceful, and we think that they should continue. And she's talking in context of being outside their homes. That's, I don't know. Trump had to do a lot of disavowing of stuff during his presidency. I feel like this is one of those things that Biden should have to disavow. It's just, it's, you're asking for a tragedy.
The report I saw this morning is a lot of the discussions about what happens if you strike down this portion of Roe v. Wade. Apparently, still, the members of the Supreme Court are saying that it's only a draft. I don't know whether they're still trying to count noses or not, but at this point, it's still just a draft. Yeah, you know, so what do you do with it? I think it's a red herring chasing after trying to find somebody that's leaking stuff. I don't think that ever works no matter where you're right, does it? I mean, other than WikiLeaks and what's his face who went to Russia to live. I wonder how life is for him, by the way, right now.
Edward Snowden?
Yeah, Snowden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder how he's feeling about living there. He had a nice life, I think, up until now. I'm guessing there aren't too many Russians, no matter what, that are having a good life because all the money has been drained out. I wouldn't want to be living in that circumstance for sure, and under any conceivable circumstance. Imagine living in a place like Russia. There's a few beautiful places, but, oof, man. Okay, 48 after. This is the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the TJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, circling around Google. And some more info from their side of the aisle, if you will. So what's new here?
Well, this is with Google Chrome. And so Google Chrome has a brand new feature called the autofilled. It's an autofill system that's called virtual card numbers. And it lets you hide your credit card or debit card number while making purchases on the web. So Google says the feature will help make it easy to securely buy things on sites that don't support options like Google Pay or Apple Pay. It's basically like the same experience as Google Chrome autofill, where when it fills in your home address or your phone number, all the things that it remembers, including your credit card details. But now this has an added layer of security for your credit cards. So if you give your credit card number to a vendor and then they abuse it, you then have to contact your bank, reverse the charges, cancel the card, get a new number, the whole thing. That right. won't happen now with Google's virtual cards, because each virtual card can only be used once and for a specific transaction. So even if, let's say, a vendor did want to abuse the card number that came through, they're not going to get anywhere, because it's not actually, it's almost like a ghost of your credit card. And so it's a really interesting and very impressive line of defense if you're going to be shopping online. And so you can also use this, you can use the virtual card if you have a subscription, which is a recurring charge every month. You can use it for that as well. The convenience of this is that you don't have to remember your credit card numbers. Everything is entered into like with your wallet on your iPhone or on your Android, all of your stuff is securely encrypted. Google's not charging anyone for this, so as the consumer, you don't have to pay anything to have your credit card encrypted, and if you're a vendor, you're not going to have to pay more as well, which is a really good thing, especially for small businesses. The virtual credit cards are meant to be used on a transaction-by-transaction basis. Like I was saying, it's most of the time it'll be a one-off unless it's a subscription. Now, it makes it a little bit less flexible, but the convenience of it for the consumer is just literally one click from the prompt. So Google Chrome users will be able to use the Chrome virtual card numbers in the beginning, they're going to start with Capital One credit cards. So if you have a Capital One card and you use Google Chrome, you can start this immediately. They're rolling out support for Visa, American Express, and MasterCards. That will be coming soon, but they're starting with a partnership with Capital One.
Huh. All right. Coming up next, some affordable, I put that in quotation marks, electric riding, shall we say, riding and driving. Give you the story behind the live wire after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, what's cooking here, Victoria, with Harley Davidson?
Well, LiveWire, which is the electric motorcycle company spinoff from Harley-Davidson, has announced their most affordable model yet, the S2 Del Mar. And this initial batch of Del Mar electric motorcycles, they called them the launch edition, they are going to sell for $17,699. The base model versions will start at $15,000. They have 80 horsepower for the S2 Del Mar model. They weigh 440 pounds. They call it a midweight motorcycle. And it goes 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds or less. It will have a 100-mile range of city driving on a single charge. And apparently it's already in high demand. The reservation deposits for the launch edition have sold out. They sold out in just 18 minutes. So you can see the demand. And this was a big surprise for Harley riders because, you know, Harley going from that, you know, that very loud signature Harley sound to a very quiet electric bike was, people were kind of wondering how that would go, but apparently people are really into it, and this is a much cheaper model. Initially, this came out at $30,000, so they've basically cut the price in half, and these will all be delivered next spring.
How about that? I wonder about the quality, though, if they've cut the price that much. It's 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.